This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Trent Luce, Senator Kevin Cramer from the border. We don't have the full talk radio town hall for you today because Senator Cramer is actually touring the border with Customs and Border Patrol officials down there. Been down there, I think it was most of yesterday, all of today, and a little bit into tomorrow. So looking forward to that firsthand report. Also, Chad Pollard, House Majority Leader out of Carrington, going to join us to talk about the upcoming special session, your calls. What's on your mind? We want to know. 800-228-0550 to call us, text us, 701-237-1590. So Chad, before the break, was talking about a story. You honestly can't make this up. And this is one of the reasons I am way more optimistic than I am pessimistic about the future. Because Democrats in power are a disaster. They're an absolute disaster. The wheels are falling off everywhere. Their poll numbers are plummeting. None of this stuff is selling. They're trying to ram it all through. This will not work in the United States of America. It will not work as long as good men stand up. Good women say enough. It's not going to happen. So, Chad, what you're talking about is a plan the Biden administration is disgusting. Well, it is disgusting, but they're discussing it, where hundreds of millions of dollars will be paid to illegal immigrant families who were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy. So these are people who broke the law, came into the United States, and because of a law, were separated. So the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, Health and Human Services came together and said, here's the deal. Let's settle some lawsuits that the ACLU is filing. And let's come up with some money here that, like $3.4 million per family. This is the demand in the lawsuit. Yeah, pay us $3.4 million per family. And so we'll give them $450,000
per person.
Yes. Or close to $1 million per family.
I'm looking at the Wall Street Journal article as we speak.
Right.
Yep.
So,
wow.
Exactly right.
Wow.
So,
how nice.
This is, in my mind, more of an example of just how evil the ACLU is. Because they're the ones that are, rounding these people up saying, hey, you have money coming to you. Sort of like the ads you see in the middle of the night.
Right.
These people are crazy.
So that's what you're talking about, Chad.
Right. But let me ask you this question. Is that these people broke our law. And if you remember right, Trump had to verify if these children were actually their children or they were actually somebody else's children. And he had to make sure of it. And what I don't understand is that these people are not for America. Where is Kevin Cramer? Where is John Holden? Where is Kelly Armstrong to say, absolutely not, pound stone, by the way, you violate our laws, we should basically either deport them ASAP or vice versa, go and sit there and say, charge it with whatever our felonies are for people that are breaking our laws?
Good question.
Deport them. You can't even arrest them now in a bunch of locations.
No, I would also tell you that we've been dealing with a quote unquote framework for social change, where they don't need one Republican vote, not one Republican vote. So can they stop it? I don't know, but it's a hill to die on, and we ought to be screaming from the mountaintop. But I'll ask Senator Cramer about it coming up here in a little bit because he's at the border right now. Thanks for the call, Chad. Appreciate it. Mary in Bismarck, let's get you in here. Mary, what's on your mind? Thanks for waiting.
Good morning. You know what? I am from Bismarck, a lifelong resident, and there is Oh, I don't know if you know about the Home Rule Charter, Scott. Bismarck Home Rule Charter. Anyway, it's about 100 years old. And some of us in Bismarck have started a petition for an initiated measure. And it's an initiation of a city ordinance providing for the COVID-19, prohibiting discrimination based on a person's vaccination status, prohibiting possession of an immunity passport, prohibiting public and private employers from forcing vaccinations on employees or the public, prohibiting forcing testing of the SARS-CoV-2 virus or its antibodies, prohibiting mandatory masking.
Good for you. I'd rather this happen at the state level than having to do it home rule charter by home rule charter in cities.
We can do it by home rule charter. Yep.
Yeah, it's one way to do it.
In the Bismarck City Center. Yep, the Bismarck City limit. Okay. And I'm up at Gateway Mall and taking signatures. Anyone interested, you have to be a city resident. And I'm going to be at Gateway Mall over by the hot dog stand and the pharmacy. And I'm collecting signatures today from 10 to 6, tomorrow from 10 to 5, and Sunday from 10 to noon. And you'll know who I am by a smile on my face and the love of Jesus in my heart.
Good for you, Mary. That's fantastic. All right. Well, go to it. Keep us posted on how it goes. And now folks know where you're at. So that's one way to do it. And by the way, that channeled my frustration right into things like that, for sure. Or listening to Trent Luce. That's whenever I'm just, so disgusted with what I see coming out of the nation's capital and politics today, I turn on Trent Luce. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
Or if you keep Jesus in your heart, you're always happy.
Exactly right. We do have to find our happy place in the middle of this storm, don't we? Anchor with family and the good Lord and the good book. And it's very important to do this. One of the reasons I wanted you on today, because there's just such a boatload of crap news out there. It's awful. You could just get up every day and be mad at the world, or you can find the good in the world and plow through this and know that a lot's been happening under that flag over the years, and the founding fathers fought for a lot of these same things. So we got a lot of work to do, but we gotta keep a smile on our face, shouldn't we, Trent?
So you actually must have heard my broadcast this week celebrating National Mule Appreciation Day. Then
I did not.
Wednesday, October 27th was National Mule Appreciation Day, and it was that North Dakota and Marty Beard that turned me on to mules, and now the guys got me just all messed up. But did you know a mule, when we were settling this country, this would make you happy if you're a pioneer. A team of mules could take a pioneering family up to 60 miles a day. When a team of horses at 20 miles, they were done.
Think of that. Does anything say, hey, American grit and strength in that? We ought to make it the national animal. Right there, I'm with you.
And who was the person that brought mules? He did not bring, mules have been around since 3000 BC, which I found interesting. But who was the one person that really put mules on the forefront of the American frontier's mind?
I don't know.
First real mule breeder, guy named George Washington.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you're making me smile. There you go.
That's what it's about, but anytime you can go three times farther, you're going to make more progress and be happier. So, yeah, just celebrate the mules.
Got to find something to celebrate, whether it's a meal, whether it's a lovely bride, your great kids, whatever, because there's plenty to worry about. What has you worried these days? What's the wokest thing that you woke up today thinking about?
I figured something out yesterday, actually. I just never really put A, B, and C together, but I talked to a friend of mine on a broadcast, actually, Diane Sullivan, who's done a fantastic job for the last 10 years for the low-income anti-hunger movement. And I said, Diane, with all of the SNAP benefits and all of the welfare programs, with the people that you work with day in and day out in the northeastern part of the United States, is there anybody talking about mandating the jab to continue on these social programs? She said, no. No, nobody's talking about that. And now there'll be some people, Scott, that'll say, well, that's coming. No, it's not coming. Because the only individuals who've been mandated to get the jab are the individuals who are contributing to improving society and are not sitting back relying on the government to do something. The people who are already living on the coffers of the government, who are already living on welfare checks instead of showing up to work somewhere, there's no mention of them mandated a jab. So why the difference?
I want you to answer that question when we come back, and I'll add to the list. An invasion is happening as we speak at the U.S.-Mexico border, and we're talking about paying families up to $1 million because they were separated and we somehow wronged them, but we're not saying you must have a vaccination to enter the United States of America. So there's another group to your list. Trent Luson, we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Sanex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
groom? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons today. Since 1908, the little plumber, the engine that could, little engine that could, just kept cranking. And grew and grew and grew and now provide high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck where they started, but all across the Northern Plains. Indoor air quality experts right now. You want a real solution? for keeping bad things in the air from spreading in your home, in your business? There's a solution waiting at H.A. Thompson & Sons. The indoor air quality pros, call them at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. I promised a little clip in our salute today to Lynn Oz, World War II veteran, from his birthday. Celebrated earlier this year, 100 years old. We lost Lynn Oz yesterday. We mentioned it at the top of the show today. Before we return to our chat with Trent Luce, here's a little bit of that honor that he was given by Senator Kevin Cramer, who's normally here with us at the Talk Radio Town Hall this hour. Kevin is down at the border getting a firsthand view of that nightmare, by the way, and we hope to hear from him before the end of the hour. He had a busy schedule today, but he's going to try and call and give us a little bit of a report. But here's a little bit of Kevin's speech on the floor of the U.S. Senate for Lynn Oz.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is a great honor for me today to recognize a North Dakota legend who is celebrating his 100th birthday on June 4th. Lynn Oz of Minot is one of our state's most treasured residents. With his engaging personality and deep commitment to public service, Lynn has experienced many great moments in our state's and our nation's history. Lynn was raised during the Great Depression on a farm near the town of Benedict, 40 miles south of Minot. He earned law and business degrees from the University of North Dakota, managed a medical clinic, served in the North Dakota legislature for 8 years, and was a delegate to the state's 1972 Constitutional Convention. He and his late wife, Beverly, raised 4 sons. To this day, Lynn remains active in his community.
And by the way, didn't even mention Battle of the Bulge, Purple Heart, Bronze Medal. I mean, think about that. And honestly, this is something we ought to think about at these times.
Warrior, stud,
right.
Beast.
But serves in the legislature,
yeah.
You know. That's citizen service right there. And that's, in these times, that's what we need more of. Heroes that have been there, done that. People stepping up, doing what they got to do. Back with Trent Luce, Luce Tales. So answer your own question. Why is the jab mandated of hardworking, God-fearing, freedom-loving folks that are going to work and not those that live on the dole or those that come over the border illegally? What? Unpack that one for me, Trent.
Actually, let's expand that a bit. Not only working folks, but folks who protect our borders and the United States military, anybody involved in the energy business, anybody who's working, are all mandated to be jabbed. Those that are getting handouts, those that are getting SNAP benefits, those that are coming across the border, all dependent upon the government, are not being mandated for the jab. There's only one conclusion. If you are an independent working citizen of this nation, we want you to be controlled by us, just like the folks on welfare.
Well, we know that, right? We know that,
yeah.
Right? Okay, I mean,
drawn that parallel. Nobody's actually said, here's who's being mandated, and here's who's being left alone.
That's a very good point. The missing component is there's too many sheeple.
There are too many sheeple. Critical thinking needs to come back.
Because there's one way this stops. Like, I mean, look at New York City right now with the cops, the firefighters. They're in the streets saying, no, we're not. You know, that's the way to do it. You know, we talked earlier about health care. I mean, there are health care workers that left, but not a lot. Not a lot. Well, now they can't afford to lose any either.
I know about the dilemma all of the individuals have in New York City because I have personal interactions on multiple occasions with Bill de Blasio. He's a disgraceful human being.
Isn't he, though? What I'm getting at is that I think all this craziness would stop if enough people said no.
No, no. That's always the answer. That's always the answer. My friend Andrew Henderson this morning on Across the Pond, he let me know about a story that happened in France yesterday. There was a supermarket that required people to have a vaccine passport in order to buy food. So 1,000 people showed up at the supermarket, filled their shopping cart with food, and then took it to the front full and walked out, causing a serious jam for the entire store. They made a statement. I think that's genius.
You got to make a statement. You got to stand. You got to you just got to say enough already. And if enough people do, then you'll have to think about this. The number one pain point for every employer right now is people. It's trying to get people. So yeah, and yeah, how in the world this is an amazing thing to me, Trent. There is no rule, there is no law, there's no executive order that says if you have a company that has federal contracts, they must be vaccinated. Same thing on any company that has 100 more. They just said they were going to do it, and people are now mandating it. Talk about sheeple.
There was a press release. There was a press release. That was it.
Press release and an announcement at some podium somewhere. What have we become, for crying out loud?
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you one thing that I learned, and this doesn't tie directly to the border, but I learned last weekend when I was in Georgia with Congressman Devin Nunes and Congressman Barry Loudermilk. And both of them were sharing insight on what's in this bill. It's kind of like the FDA doctor who said, well, we're going to have to get these kids vaccines and see what happens. Well, we have the same premise happening in D.C. We're going to have to pass this $3.5 trillion bill to see what happens. Well, within that bill, we know we have 19,000 border agents. We know that we have, and we're trying to decrease them because we want open immigration from the south, nothing from the north, by the way. We have 75,000 IRS agents, but if this bill, this $3.5 trillion passes, we'll take 75,000 IRS agents to 150,000 IRS agents, and everybody said if you have a tax or if you have some transaction of $600 or more, it'll be monitored. No, they've changed that now. If you have income in excess of $10,000 annually, every single transaction will be monitored by those 150,000 IRS agents. That's what happens if this bill passes. Just one thing, by the way.
Which, by the way, they've just now put out in some sort of monstrosity of a mound of paper so you can actually find out what is in it, which is, again, as you say, no way to run a railroad. But you have a lovely family. You talk about them often. You live in a great part of America, amongst the best of the best, the folks that are feeding the world. So keep fighting, my brother. Keep fighting. Keep battling. And let's awaken the masses so that they're no longer sheeple.
I don't know any other way. I just recognize, God, there's no silver bullet. We need to do it a little bit at a time.
A little bit at a time and not get frustrated. Stay at it. Stay at it. Thanks, Trent. Keep up
the
great work.
Thank you for the opportunity. See you soon.
We appreciate you. Brought us a little smile today, didn't he? Brought to you by our friends at DAC Diesel. Do you have some of that? Anybody with a diesel engine ought to have handy the anti-gel super clean 4-plus additive from DAC Diesel. Call them to get some. 258-5011, DACDiesel.com.
Thompson & Sons.
Helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model of the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393. 701-223-3393 or at HATandSons.com.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo was charged Thursday with groping a former aide in Albany's executive mansion. A misdemeanor criminal complaint filed in Albany City Court alleges that Cuomo did intentionally, for no legitimate purposes, forcibly touch aide Brittany Camiso. Cuomo stepped down from governor of the Empire State after numerous women came forward with similar claims. President Biden is hoping to have his social spending package done before next week's global climate summit in the United Kingdom. But his fellow Democrats abandoned plans for a vote on Thursday, leaving the whole platform up in the air. Two bills are waiting on Congress, a bipartisan infrastructure bill at just over $1 trillion, and the partisan Build Back Better plan that's thousands of pages thick. Biden landed in Rome on early Friday for a summit of the G20 major economies, where plans for a global minimum tax will be on the agenda. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Earth to God, coming God, I know you're there, hearing our prayers wherever you are. We need you now to send your love down. Take away the pain in your holy name, we ask this now.
It's a great song. Great song.
Holding on.
And my request, right?
My request. Exactly right. Somebody else that knows exactly what we need more of right now to be an anchor in this storm. Back on What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. Scott Hennon, Todd the Radio God, Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Super Producer Chris here with you today to tell you about our favorite wellness factory, hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
Ask me where I was at 3:30 this morning.
You were in a hot spring spa.
I was. Yes, I was.
You were soaking. You
start
were
my day. Loosen up.
You were better above the water, below the water, everything. Yep.
Wellness going on there.
Sauna, hot tub, the things it does for your immune system, you can't calculate. It's unbelievable. More than any drug, any other wellness thing you could do, research it backs all that up. Talk to the pros. Wellness comes from a sauna, hot tub. And by the way, some of those recreation products, too. A little shuffleboard, a little foosball, you know.
Man cave, she shed stuff.
There you go.
With the basement all dialed in.
West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, hot spring spas and pool tables, too. All right, time to check in with Chet Pollard, the House Majority Leader, on the upcoming special session. Mr. Leader, thanks for taking some time for us. How are you?
Scott, doing well. I apologize for yesterday. I was in the middle of a lot of negotiations. And your phone was ringing. I had it on silent, but I'm glad to be here today.
No problem. How are the negotiations going? Give us an update.
Well, as you've seen, we have a bill that's going to come in to the legislative management on Monday. And it come in with the recommendations. I'm just going to say it's $1 billion, and it comes in at $54 million under that. There's a lot of good items in there. You know, the DOT funding for infrastructure and the pipeline is in there, you know, to hopefully get us on that northern tier from western North Dakota all the way to eastern North Dakota. So there's some good things. So that'll show up on Monday to legislative management when we meet.
What's the top priority out of this effort for you?
I would say there's two things mainly, and I just mentioned them, the DOT infrastructure, but this pipeline is critical for us that we can get those proposals out there, get some in. We really need to be expanding our natural gas. As you know as well, Scott, as these oil wells get a little older, they produce more natural gas. We need to use our natural gas, and we got to somehow get it from here over to the east to Grand Forks and Fargo, and then connect these smaller communities up. So that's what we're trying to do. I'm myself, nobody's going to protect North Dakota's natural gas and oil interests except for us. And I would rather use natural gas here instead of in Canada. But that's my opinion. And that's what we need to be doing.
Seems to be a growing consensus on that project, and at least it's taking the CARES Act, COVID money, whatever you want to call it, being thrown at you know, every state, a lot of cities, and do some good for generations, pour in infrastructure, right, rather than some of the crazy things that are being done in other parts of the country with it?
Well, you know, Scott, when I look at that funding, and I also look at the legacy fund earnings as well, we should be using that money for future generations down the road, and you just brought that up, and I felt that way too, and that's what we need to be doing. You know, I always talk about black electrons. That's very crucial for our power base load, and so we need to keep moving forward, and when we do projects, that helps us 20, 30, 40 years down the road. It's just like the legacy earnings can also be used for water and sewer systems and water projects. Those are here for decades, and that's what these should be used for, not to fund ongoing problems and expenses in the state treasury.
I see that you and Chet, rather Rich Wardner and Governor Burgum, are having a press conference later today specific to the legislative special session. What will be announced there?
Scott? Here's what I'll tell you. It's the governor's press conference. He asked Rich and I to be there. We had discussions going on last night as well after we got done with our appropriations hearings about the ARPA funds. And anyway, the governor will announce that, and I want to leave that up to him.
Do you anticipate that he will call the special session, giving you a little more flexibility to get the work done?
What I will say, it's either a special or a reconvened. And again, Scott, that needs to be announced by him at 11:15 today.
Yeah, and that I know is something the legislature has been calling for. He also has been pushing for a portion of that billion, which is general fund money left over from an economy that continues to buck pretty good in North Dakota, despite the headwinds that had come from COVID and other things, for tax relief. What about that proposal? You see some tax relief coming out of the special session?
I know, Scott, that there are going to be bills coming. I myself am in favor of permanent tax relief. Now, when I say that, I'm not talking property taxes. The state is not in charge of the property tax. Those are local political subdivisions. But how do you do a major income tax in a short period of time, which I'm hoping we're out of there in 4 or 5 days? We have to see how that process goes, because we've got the ARPA funding to deal with. We've got redistricting. That's the main things. But we also got a few of these, and I'll call them social freedom bills, because that's what people refer to them as. And so we've got a lot of work to do.
Texas says, why not save this money until the next legislative session?
I would say to that, Scott, there are a number of issues. I'll just say DHS, like long-term care and hospitals. I'll say long-term care. Those folks have been working in that environment, and I do feel that they need some help. If I'm correct, for long-term care, there's of the ARPA funds, there's $25 million in for that. And I will say again, the DOT helps us. That's, I think, $317 million in the infrastructure bill. We can go out and get those bids so we hit the road running hard this spring. if we wait till 2023, then that $317 million isn't going to be available until 2024. So let's get that infrastructure running now. And the same way with the pipeline, let's get those bids going and let's get this line, you know, because the line's going to go from Western North Dakota. The tentative talk at the moment is to meet up with Alliance. You know, possibly we've got to talk about that, but we want some companies to come forward with this stuff. So there's a number of these issues that we need to start acting on right away or as soon as the bill passes. And as you know, if we don't get a 2/3 vote, it can't be an emergency measure, and then it'll be 90 days later.
Dana and Judd, question for Chet Pollard, North Dakota House Majority Leader, ahead of the special session. What's on your mind, Dana?
Good morning, everyone. Chet, this is Dana Brandenburg. I just want to make sure I'm keeping up with this. I was listening to Rich Wardner, and if I understood correctly, $710 million of this was already appropriated before, which leaves about $390 million. And then I wanted to know how much revenue they got from the Bank of North Dakota for the biennium out of the legacy fund. And if they build this pipeline, can that be used for or nitrogen? And is there going to be an extraction tax on it, like if it goes to the legacy fund?
Oh, okay, Dana, there were a lot of questions in there, and so I'm going to try to remember them. I think your numbers are reversed. The bill that we will talk about on Monday at Legislative Management is around $385-390 million, and that's where the $317 million of DOT infrastructure funds are for, and that's where that's at. And then that left the other ARPA dollars roughly around $640 million. I know I'm using a spread in there, but it's right around there. It's not quite 700. And so that's what we were discussing the last few days, including your brother, of course, Representative Brandenburg. So we were all part of those discussions. So it's kind of flipped of what you were talking about.
The other question had to do with the pipeline and whether or not nitrogen would be a byproduct that could be used to ship natural gas to these for nitrogen.
We're at the very beginning of this process, but I'll give you a couple of examples. I know I've got articles from some other legislators talking about, hey, this is possible to help us get some ammonia plants here too as well, anhydrous ammonia. We also know there's some exciting business going on with biodegradable plastics. And we've got some opportunities. I know there's some companies talking to the Commerce Department about if we have natural gas in that northern tier, that brings us forward. If we can get that pipeline over to eastern North Dakota, I know American Crystal Sugar works on coal. That's great. But they have an interest in natural gas. And so if you look at Hillsboro and Drayton, And those folks, I think they have natural gas like in the boiler, but they don't have it to the whole plant. And this helps them have another avenue for us to take a look at. And then you can take a look at, we've got further processing going to happen in the ag industries. The natural gas is going to be important. I know there's some folks that aren't wild about the Red River Water Project. But I tell you what, our eastern part of the state, whether you get to Valley City, Fargo, and Grand Forks, they need the water for their continued growth and economic growth, but they're also going to need natural gas more than what they've got, or we'll stymie that growth. And the eastern part of the state is a big economic engine, just like our good Bakken producers in western North Dakota. So,
Dana, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Hang on if you would, Chet. Scott Mandan has a question for you too, and then we're going to get Tom in West Fargo. David and Bismarck want to weigh in before we wrap up the show today. Don't forget, great lunch specials waiting for you at PetroServe USA, and they're going to choose two $500 PetroServe USA gift card winners tomorrow for the game day winner. Bison are playing this weekend. Get to a PetroServe USA and register today.
Big development this week. Sean Spicer's new book is out. It's called Radical Nation. It blows the lid off Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's real plan for America. Spicer's Radical Nation reveals the shocking truth about the border crisis and their dangerous plan causing inflation to soar.
Everyone is at risk by this new socialism. As White House Press Secretary Sean learned how Washington really works, now he tells the insider secrets in Radical Nation. Tonight, watch Sean on Newsmax Spicer & Company as he exposes Biden's Radical Nation. Get your copy of Radical Nation at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. And tune into Spicer & Company at 5 p.m. Central on Newsmax on all major cable channels. Check your guide. Or find Newsmax on most streaming platforms and smart TVs, Samsung, LG, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Pluto, and more. Sean Spicer's Radical Nation. Get it today.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, two for $10. What a deal. Any size Fun Pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's Salted Nut Rolls, two for $1. The Giant Sunflower Seeds, $1.39. Assorted T-shirts, only $9.99. And Firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA. Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Schwann, Buick, GMC.com. All veterans, active duty, guard and reserve, police, EMS, firefighters, you are invited to enjoy a complimentary turkey dinner with all the trimmings. It'll be at the Bismarck Elks, November 11th. Tickets are needed. They're limited. They're free, but stop and get them. Quality Inn, Action Movers, Valley Sport and Marine, First International Bank and Trust, Northwest Contracting, or on the strip at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac. Be sure you have your proof of service to pick up that ticket for you and a guest. More info at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Scott in the Mandan, question for Chet Pollard.
Thanks for taking my call. Wondering about the status of some of the bills that have been submitted, such as the one by Sebastian Ertelt, protecting North Dakotans from forced injections or coerced injections. It's my understanding those bills need to be sent forward by the Delayed Bills Committee. Just like to know what the status is.
What will happen is legislative management, those bills, and I and I know some people know the subject matters. I'm going through those as well during the ARPA session we just had. Those bills will come out on Monday at legislative management. But what will happen to delayed bills? I know there's 21 in the House, and I think there's 5 in the Senate. And there's some, I know it's a wide range, but there's a number of vaccine business mandate bills that we will deal with. All of those can't pass. But I believe we need to have a bill on that, and we also got to address, having some allowances in there for folks, not only for the religious and the philosophical. I'm one of those folks. I've been vaccinated. Actually, I got my booster shot here this morning. But I also believe if you have the antibodies, these businesses got to acknowledge that and allow those sort of things. So one of those bills, at least one of those bills, is going to come forward. I can't tell you what. I'm one vote. But that will, I know there's a bills on critical race theory and such as that as well. And I think that's important that we have one of each of those type of bills come forward so we can address it. And if it does, then it goes to the Joint Technical Corrections Committee.
Scott, got your answer. Appreciate for the call and for the time today. And look forward to watching the TikTok of the special session. Appreciate the preview from you today.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Chet Pollard, House Majority Leader, there with an update. They have a press conference, by the way, next hour with the governor. So I would assume the governor's going to say, I'll call you back in, take your time, get it right, stop the circus, and some kind of an agreement probably on his budget or push for tax relief or other things as well. Watch that for you today. All right, let's go a lightning round here with the listeners that have been waiting a while to get in here. Tom in West Fargo is one. Go, Tom.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, I don't know if you mentioned the harvest.
Mention the harvest
tomorrow morning.
We haven't today, but good reminder. The Valley Christian Leadership Association has a harvest prayer breakfast every year. It is tomorrow, and it is, by the way, Strength of the Herd. It is a tribute to the role of faith in the bison. And, Kev, you got another pair of tickets? Our last.
I do. I was just going to see if he wanted a pair to go. I do. I have a couple pair left, actually.
271-1100 if you want those. Call Kevin right now.
Yeah, 9 to 10:30 tomorrow at the Ramada in Fargo. Plenty of time to get to tailgating and do the game at 2:30.
Exactly right.
Yep, Ramada in, 9 to 10:30.
Celebrating the role of faith in the strength of the herd. I love it. David Bismarck, you're next. David, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Dave, and hey, third-time caller. Love your show. And hey, I got just a piece of trivia that's truthful, and it's amazing that 105 years ago, my grandfather Detloff, John Detloff, from a farmer in Harvey, North Dakota, joined the army, and instead of going to France to fight in the trenches, guess where they sent him? He spent his time in the army on the Mexican-U.S. border because the government back then knew if we're going to protect this country, we got to seal that border off, and that's where he spent World War One as a farmer from North Dakota. So I thought, wow, the lucky one, but boy, the government has changed his tune.
Wow. Isn't that unbelievable? It's one of these things that is, I think, again, just an example of how incompetent any Democrat in power that isn't speaking out against this, they own this. They own this mess. And the only thing I could take away is anybody with any ounce of common sense isn't for this and will never in their life ever support this. And hopefully never support any elected leader that foisted this on the American people. It's a criminal. David, great story. Thanks for sharing. Terry from Manville. Go ahead. You're up.
Real quick, I just find it interesting. We came out of regular session with the most money ever spent in the history of the state. The most money in the history of the state ever getting funded into all their different accounts, savings accounts, legacy, and all the rest of them. We just got $1 billion plus the pork from the federal government. We're going to spend every penny of that. And they're working on tax relief for the future. It's an embarrassment. They're supposed to be Republicans. And if anyone needs to know the true story, it's very simple this. Do you notice the Democrats in this state do not complain about the amount of money being spent? They only would spend it differently. When the Republicans and Democrats agree on the amount of money being spent, it's time to replace the Republicans.
That's a great line.
That's hilarious.
Great
point. Yeah, good point. It is frustrating. We've got our fair share of issues here, light years ahead of where they're at in Washington, D.C., but we need watchdogs at every front, and you're one of them, Terry. Thank you. Appreciate you. Mike Lindell is looking for us to be on that hill with him. And what does he do? Makes great products, gives us great deals on them. Make this the weekend. You go to MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com. Buy a gift for a family member. Anniversary coming up, birthdays, MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com, promo code Scott. Great deals. God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
We've entered a time where Sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.